Достатъчно обективно и справедливо ли е решението на Европейската комисия да не върне акредитациите на агенциите по програма ФАР, в резултат на което България загуби 220 милиона евро?
To look after the European money. We have at 2nd of December the Enlargement Commissioner Rehn in the Budget Control Committee, and of course I will ask him about the reasons the Commission took the decisions I took. I'm not able, unfortunately, to say to you to give a judgment on the Commission's handling of the problem. What I see and what I would have suggested is that the Commission looks much more earlier about Romania and also Bulgaria and the problems they have with EU financial control. I'm a little bit worried to see that it is rather late that they are going to take decisions on these cases. We have high quota of irregularities. We have also a Bulgarian government, this is true, which undertook a lot of actions. I'm not sure if these actions are all going to the political objective we have to have, and what will be the results of these actions. Unfortunately, we are just starting the procedure to know more about the situation in Bulgaria and also knowing more about the reaction of the Commission. And what I can say is that I find that the pre-accession aid, which is an aid just for the countries to find out and to test their own financial control systems, that this aid was not used in the time, the pre-accession time was not really used to build up a system which is now able to stand, because now the payments of structural funds are going to start. And what we see, these are really big sums, and if even the small sums for the pre-accession aid were not handled in a correct manner, I'm afraid for the big sums. I would like to assure you, I have a great interest that Bulgaria can use the money European Union gives to them. I don't want to have the money.
Какви са конкретните резултати, които България трябва да покаже, за да отговори на очакванията на Европейската комисия?
What I see is that there is an action plan. There are several actions asked to Bulgarian government, and these actions of course take time to show the effects. And I'm not sure if the government undertook some actions too late, and I'm not sure at all if the Commission, the European Commission, did ask these actions a little bit late. Because in the year 2007, what happened? It was the same system, it was the same money. In 2006 also. Therefore, what I'm afraid of is that it was late, but it's not yet too late. I want the Bulgaria to put up a financial system which is able to cope with the European expectations. And also the European law. This all is asked by European law. It's not coming from the sky now. It was there even before.
Според вас, трябва ли да има оставки в българското правителство и това решение ли е на проблема?
You know, please, I do not want to interfere in Bulgarian politics. No, really not. I don't know. I can't respond to these questions. I had talks with Mrs. Plukcheva. I have the impression, and that's what I was told also by other commission members, for example, for Olaf Detega, the Bulgarian government undertakes now actions. But I think it takes some time until these actions show their effects. And we should also be very clear that these actions, I don't know if the structure of government if we can really make sure that these actions apply to all portfolios in the whole Bulgarian government. What I'm afraid of is that there are it's a three government party, and these three parties manage their portfolios in an independent manner. This would be not acceptable for the European Union. Therefore, it's up to the Bulgarian government to show that the European law is really applied.
Нека поставим въпроса по такъв начин. Мерките, предприяти от Европейската комисия, са безпрецедентни за България. Ако подобно нещо се случи по отношение на друга страна от Европейския съюз, там ще има ли оставки?
You know, it never happens before. It never happened before. And it is always also for our government in Germany, when they not use European money, they are a lot under pressure. You know, it is up to Bulgaria, to the government, also to the national parliament, to have a decision on that. This is not a European duty to recommend, but you know what I would like to say. my advice, and sorry, I give a little advice. You have such big duty in your country. Fight against fraud, fight against corruption, and building up the country, welfare for everybody. This should be a task which should be done by all political parties. All democratic parties should help together and should also be united in this aim. You know, I don't want to punish the poor Bulgarian people, and I'm a little bit sorry because I know that what the Commission decision is now a very hard decision for a lot of poor people. I'm very sorry for that. And this is not what I would like to have. As a politician, we have the duty that European grows together. We have the duty to assure welfare for everybody. And therefore, I would really like to encourage the Bulgarian government to undertake the necessary actions. They did a lot, I know. I'm a little bit sorry because what I can imagine is that there's a certain frustration there. And therefore, it is very important, and this is a sign to all member states, it's very important to cope with the European law and to do what they signed in Brussels before. It does not come from the skies. They signed that they will fulfill this.
Кой трябва да бъде изпратен в затвора според вас?
Investigations in Bulgaria, and I am expecting that these Olaf investigations are picked up by the national judicial authorities and that these persons are brought to national courts. I will ask for a follow-up for these cases, and I'm the rapporteur for fight against fraud in the European Union, and please be sure that I will be behind these questions. I will also ask the Commission for answers. Are these cases now at the court, and is there a follow-up of these Olaf investigations? We see in a lot of other member states there is no follow-up. But for the Bulgarian case, and seeing the gravity and the severity of the cases we have there, I would really like to ask, if there is no judicial follow-up, this would be a very bad sign also for Europe and also for Bulgaria.
Българският премиер Станишев каза, че за такова нещо не би поискал оставките на министри и че ако трябва да сме достатъчно обективни, половината от финансовите министри на Европейския съюз би трябвало да са си тръгнали заради финансовата криза. Как бихте коментирали това твърдение?
I'm not sure if this is right. We have in Bulgaria, the financial crisis is our common problem. And we have in this problem, we do not have really, at the origin, are not the ministers of finance. In no member state we can say that one minister of finance should have a personal responsibility in there. But what we see is there is a responsibility for every government to cope with the problem now and to fulfill the obligations, and that's what they do. I'm not sure if the comparison is really.
От тук нататък, какви са мерките, които трябва да се вземат, за да не изгуби България тези 340 милиона евро, които в момента са блокирани?
I think you should make clear that the action plan is shown by external audits. We are also worried about that there is no an auditor, there is no protected profession of auditors in Bulgaria. Therefore, you should do now everything to make clear that the audits you have are really, we can make confidence to them. You should fulfill the action plan, and you should show that this action plan has results and that it works. You should show the control systems. You should show that the control systems are working and that the money is managed in a correct manner. I think the Commission withdraw their authorization to two managing authorities, and these managing authorities should be replaced very soon by others. I think this is done yet, and then the Bulgarian government should show that they fulfill the European obligations.
Говорите за тримесечни доклади за управлението на европейските фондове. Как може да бъде прилагана тази мярка за контрол?
Yes, I would like to have in the Budget Control Committee a quarterly report on this management, you know, done by the Commission. And the Commission has to go back to the national government to have information for these quarterly reports. I think what we need in Parliament is that we make clear to the Commission and also to the Bulgarian authorities that we would like to survey these funds in a very closely manner. And I think it is up to now, it is a Commission duty to implement the budget, the EU budget. But we should make clear to them that Parliament also has an obligation to look about these funds and that we are interested in how these funds are dealt. We are interested in what they are doing with the money and if the national authorities cope with the European law. And that's what I would like to have from the Commission.
В свое изявление от тази седмица казвате, че Европейската комисия се е намесила късно и че е трябвало да работи по-активно с Румъния и България. Какво точно имате предвид?
Building up, coping with the EU law for a member state as Bulgaria is not easy. I know it's not easy. It's a huge task. And to helping this task, we need a functioning judicial system working without corruption. We need a police working without corruption. We need an independent justice. And we also need a financial control system and a public administration looking after EU law. The calls for proposals, which is a very severe obligation for spending EU money, is very difficult to do, also in the old member states, of course. We have a lot of anger with that, but it is an obligation, and they have to fulfill it. And helping member states in fulfilling these obligations, I think this is also a duty for the Commission, and this is what they should have done much more earlier. I don't want to have in 3 years also problems with Bulgaria. I want Bulgaria to cope with the EU law. I don't want them to be our eternal problem. And up to now it seems to be one of our eternal problems.
Можем ли тогава да кажем, че Европейската комисия също не си изпълнила задълженията както трябва?
These obligations, you can always do them in different manners. You can be a little bit more engaged or not. You can helping a little bit more, helping a little bit less. I think we have with Romania and Bulgaria a new quality of member states. We have member states having a communist past, having difficulties, you know, also having a very different welfare. Bulgaria is the poorest country which ever joined the European Union. And of course, things which work in other countries being coming members did not work before, and I'm not sure if the Commission realized the different degree of problems because Bulgaria is a poor country. It is so much more poor than every other member country coming to the European Union that I'm not sure if they realized the difference of.
Според вас, как може да стане така, че посланията на България към Европейската комисия и посланията на Европейската комисия към България да бъдат правилно разчитани?
The parliament will be behind. And please, I am trying to help Bulgaria because you are the youngest member and you are the poorest member. You need our help, I know that. And I don't want to punish you. And I don't want you to be punished. But also for my citizens, for my voters, I can't stand now saying we gave Bulgaria the money, even knowing that they don't use the money properly. This is impossible. They have to make sure, and the structures have to be that everybody can give you the money and can be happy that you have the money working with the money. For the moment, I see a lot of problems.
Казвате, че и двете страни са добили впечатлението, че законодателството в Европейския съюз не трябва да се спазва толкова стриктно. Как точно се е получило това?
I think the commission was not, the commission changed also its attitude. Now, if they had done what they are doing now before, earlier, they would not have given the impression to Bulgaria that the European law is not applied strictly. You know, the problem is now that they are doing now things they should have done before. But the signal they gave was that it is that the European law is not such a strict system, but it is a strict system. We are living altogether from a strict system that we have to apply in a common way altogether. But what I saw is the impression that Bulgaria could have before seen a certain laxism of the Commission in applying EU law. That's what I saw. I think what I see is that the Commission changed its attitude towards Bulgaria. They are now stricter than they were before. Mm-hmm. What happened in 2007 with the same EU funds or in 2006 with the same EU funds? Didn't we have the problems existing now before? Of course we had them before, but they didn't care about. And as the Commission did not care about, the signal sent to the Bulgarian authorities was that they should not take it very severe and very seriously. This is the bad sign I see. Then it is an indirect signal, of course. It's an indirect signal. I don't know. I will ask them. This is one of the questions I put forward to Commissioner Rehn. What happened that they do it now and they didn't do it before? Because, you know, we lost a lot of time and we lost also a lot of money. That's what I want to say. And what I see is that a certain laxism in applying EU law is not good for the member state itself, because it sends wrong signals. It sends signals that you don't have to do anything. And now they lose a lot of money.
And
I'm very sorry for that. Other pre-accession countries being more or less in the same situation than Bulgaria, being poor, having lacking of public administration working well, and all the problems Bulgaria has, other pre-accession countries have too. They have even more problems than Bulgaria. Therefore, it is a good signal the Commission sends now that EU law has to be applied in totally. And it is serious. All the prescriptions of EU law are serious. And the member states and the future member states have to take it seriously. And this is the signal I want to hear, because if not, we have a lot of problems within the European Union. We cannot tolerate that we have two classes of member states, the one applying EU law, the others applying some prescriptions of EU law. You understand? If we really want to go on together, we need member states who do more or less the same. And therefore, we can't make any exceptions.